أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى فوسوس إليه الشيطان فقال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 118, 119, and 120 of Surah Taha. Allah Ta'ala continues Allah's speech with Adam alayhi salatu wa salam that Allah Ta'ala had told him in clear terms, Inna hadha aduwwul lak, that this, that is shaitan, is your enemy. Walizawjik, and he is the enemy of your wife. And one important aspect, فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, he should not take you out, have you expelled from Jannah. If that happens, فَتَشْقَى, there will be a great deal of difficulty that you will go through, you will go through distress. إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes further. What is the distress? That here in Jannah, you will not experience hunger, وَلَا تَعْرَى, and you will not experience a condition of unclothedness. The quality of Jannah is that a person doesn't go through need. Need is in this dunya, a person will have needs. But there in Jannah, even the need of being hungry, the need of having food, all of that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removes. It comes in a Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person enters Jannah, then need comes to an end. A person drinks from the Hawza Kawthar and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us that great and good fortune. But after that, there will never be any need for a person to eat or drink. So whatever eating and whatever drinking that takes place is not because a person is hungry. It is not because a person is thirsty. But it is because a person satisfies one's desire. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will keep those ni'mats in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, فَقُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا. Raghadan, carefree, freely, you will eat. In other words, there won't be this need also, but you will just carry on having from these ni'mats of Jannah. وَلَا تَعْرَى, there wouldn't be the need of clothing yourself in Jannah. The clothes of Jannah will clad you, and that will be the clothes of Jannah, that the clothes also will not diminish. It will not become old, it will not wear out. And hence Allah says, وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى, that, O Adam, in Jannah, you will not experience any form of thirst in any way. وَلَا تَضْحَى, and you will not experience the heat or the discomfort of the sun. Here in this dunya, we go through all of that. But there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will protect a person from all of it. Now when we speak about all of this, then we just go to the narration that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, after he had come back onto this earth, when he had, came into this earth, then there was automatically a need. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam became hungry. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam needed to eat. So what happens? Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam brings the seeds of the grains of Jannah, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam grants it to Adam alayhi salam and says to him, now dig the earth, plant it. He showed him how to do agriculture. Then it grows. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam is shown how to harvest. He is shown now how to grind. He is shown how to make his bread. When his roti and his bread is made, now Adam alayhi salam looks at this. He was on a slightly hilly place that falls from him and it rolls down. And Adam alayhi salatu wassalam has to go down to fetch it. Now that reality had come, this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was speaking about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me a life in Jannah, that I didn't need to do all of this. Now dunya, that is all different. So Allah Rabbul Izzat says, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Then shaitan had made waswasa, cast whisper into the heart of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And what was this waswasa? هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى. Should I not direct you, should I not give you a direction of a tree that will be of eternal life? In other words, if you eat from this tree, your life will become eternal, number one. وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى. And you will have a kingdom that will never diminish, a kingdom that will never decay. In other words, you will live this life forever and ever. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously in that state he had forgotten, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had done what he done. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us one important aspect, that the ploy of shaitan and the plot of shaitan will be of such a nature that a person forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he forgets the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.